Today is April the 28th. Today, Job's words are ended. On Sundays, as we read through the Bible in a year, we dedicate it to Hebrew poetry. We're reading in the book of Job. Job's three friends have given all their speeches. Job responds to their speeches. And beginning in chapter 28, he gives one final speech. Actually, chapter 27, excuse me. He gives one final speech, in which he summarizes everything that he's saying. Now, in chapters 27 and 28, he says, I want to find wisdom. God is the source of true wisdom. Chapter 29, he remembers the past. I long for the years gone by when God took care of me. And through all chapter 29, he remembers the blessings that he had when God cared for him. In chapter 30, he begins with saying, But now I'm mocked. I'm mocked by everyone around me. I have no honor. But now I'm sick. Now I have no power. Now, in verse 20 of chapter 30, I cry to you, O God. You don't answer. I stand before you, but you don't even look. This is the essence of what Job's complaint is. In chapter 31, he says one last time, I am innocent. He talks about what he has done, and more specifically, what he has not done. And when he comes to the end of that, chapter 31, verse 35, if only someone would listen to me. Look, I'll sign my name to my defense. Let the Almighty answer me. Let my accuser write out the charges against me. I would face the accusation proudly. I'd wear it like a crown. I'd tell him exactly what I've done. I'd come before him like a prince. Job says simply, I want to speak to God. Enjoy today as you read Job 29 to 31.
Job continues speaking. I long for the years gone by when God took care of me, when he lit up the way before me, and I walked safely through the darkness. When I was in my prime, God's friendship was felt in my home. The Almighty was still with me, and my children were around me. My steps were awash in cream, and the rocks gushed olive oil for me. Those were the days when I went to the city gate and took my place among the honored leaders. The young stepped aside when they saw me, and even the aged rose in respect at my coming. The princes stood in silence and put their hands over their mouths. The highest officials of the city stood quietly, holding their tongues in respect. All who heard me praised me. All who saw me spoke well of me. For I assisted the poor in their need and the orphans who required help. I helped those without hope, and they blessed me. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Everything I did was honest. Righteousness covered me like a robe, and I wore justice like a turban. I served as eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the poor and assisted strangers who needed help. I broke the jaws of the godless oppressors and plucked their victims from their teeth. I thought, surely I will die surrounded by my family after a long, good life. For I am like a tree whose roots reach the water, whose branches are refreshed with the dew. New honors are constantly bestowed on me,
and all my strength is continually renewed.
Everyone listened to my advice. They were silent as they waited for me to speak. After I spoke, they had nothing to add, for my counsel satisfied them. They longed for me to speak as people long for rain. They drank my words like a refreshing spring rain. When they were discouraged, I smiled at them. My look of approval was precious to them. Like a chief, I told them what to do. I lived like a king among his troops and comforted those who mourned. But now I am mocked by people younger than I, by young men whose fathers are not worthy to run with my sheepdogs.
A lot of good they are to me.
Those worn-out wretches. They are gaunt from poverty and hunger. They claw the dry ground and desolate wastelands. They pluck wild greens from among the bushes and eat from the root of broom trees. They are driven from human society, and people shout at them as if they were thieves. So now they live in frightening ravines, in caves, and among the rocks.
They sound like animals howling among the bushes,
huddled together beneath the nettles. They are nameless fools, outcasts from society. And now they mock me with vulgar songs. They taunt me. They despise me and won't come near me, except to spit in my face. For God has cut my bowstring. He has humbled me, so they have thrown off all restraint. These outcasts oppose me to my face. They send me sprawling and lay traps in my path. They block my road and do everything they can to destroy me. They know I have no one to help me. They come at me from all directions. They jump on me when I am down. I live in terror now. My honor has blown away in the wind, and my prosperity has vanished like a cloud. And now my life seeps away. Depression haunts my days. At night, my bones are filled with pain, which gnaws at me relentlessly. With a strong hand, God grabs my shirt. He grips me by the collar of my coat. He has thrown me into the mud. I'm nothing more than dust and ashes. I cry out to you, O God, but you don't answer. I stand before you, but you don't even look. You have become cruel towards me. You use your power to persecute me. You throw me into the whirlwind and destroy me in the storm. And I know you are sending me to my death, the destination of all who live. Surely no one will turn against the needy when they cry for help in their trouble. Did I not weep for those in trouble? Was I not deeply grieved for the needy? So I looked for good, but evil came instead. I waited for the light, but darkness fell. My heart is troubled and restless. Days of suffering torment me. I walk in gloom without sunlight. I stand in the public square and cry for help. Instead, I am considered a brother to jackals and a companion to owls. My skin has turned dark and my bones burn with fever. My heart plays sad music and my flute accompanies those who weep. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. For what has God above chosen for us? What is our inheritance from the Almighty on high? Isn't it calamity for the wicked and misfortune for those who do evil? Doesn't he see everything I do and every step I take? Have I lied to anyone or deceived anyone? Let God weigh me on the scales of justice, for he knows my integrity. If I have strayed from his path, or if my heart has lusted for what my eyes have seen, or I am guilty of any other sin, then let someone else eat the crops I have planted. Let all that I have planted be uprooted. If my heart has been seduced by a woman, or if I have lusted for my neighbor's wife, then let my wife serve another man. Let other men sleep with her. For lust is a shameful sin, a crime that should be punished. It is a fire that burns all the way to hell. It would wipe out everything I own. If I have been unfair to my male or female servants when they brought their complaint to me, how could I face God? What could I say when he questioned me? For God created both me and my servants. He created us both in the womb. Have I refused to help the poor or crush the hopes of the widows? Have I been stingy with my food or refused to share it with orphans? No, from childhood I have cared for orphans like a father.
And all my life I have cared for widows.
Whenever I saw the homeless without clothes and the needy with nothing to wear, did they not praise me for providing wool clothing to keep them warm? If I raised my hand against an orphan, knowing the judges would take my side, then let my shoulder be wrenched out of place. Let my arm be torn from its socket. What would be better than facing God's judgment? For if the majesty of God opposes me, what hope is there? Have I put my trust in money or felt secure because of gold? Have I gloated about my wealth and all that I own? Have I looked at the sun shining in the skies, or the moon walking down its silver pathway, and been secretly enticed in my heart to throw kisses at them in worship? If so, I should be punished by the judges, for it would mean I had denied the God of heaven. Have I ever rejoiced when disaster struck my enemies, or became excited when harm came their way? No, I have never sinned by cursing anyone or by asking for revenge. My servants have never said, "He lets others go hungry." I have never turned away a stranger, but I have opened my doors to everyone. Have I tried to hide my sins like other people do, concealing my guilt in my heart? Have I feared the crowd or the contempt of the masses so that I kept quiet and stayed indoors? If only someone would listen to me. Look, I will sign my name to my defense. Let the Almighty answer me. Let my accuser write out the charges against me. I would face accusation proudly. I would wear it like a crown, for I would tell him exactly what I have done. I would come before him like a prince.
If my land accuses me, and all its furrows cry out together, or if I have stolen its crop or murdered its owners, then let the thistles grow on that land instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley.
Scripture reading from the New Living Translation by Emily Herrera. Like, follow, and subscribe to this devotional on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Email your questions to us at questions@becomehope.com. Tomorrow, David solidifies his kingdom.